turundusuudised.
Now a news come from Euromonitor. And Euromonitor for this week comments that the interest is increasing in cross-cultural marketing. And it means that this is an idea of adopting a cross-cultural approach, targeting similarities across all ethnic groups, for example, rather than creating approaches for each group in isolation. And they have brought out some examples of cross-cultural approach. It's about Coca-Cola's America is the Beautiful ad campaign, or Kimberly Clark's Celebrate Family Unity, or PepsiCo cultural affluency approach. But on the other side, it's important in some markets and to the first generation of immigrants to stress still the heritage. For instance, a recent report cited that reaching blackconsumers.com, that 77% of black Americans indicated the heritage was an important part of who they are, compared with 58% of the general population. And there is an example about the L'Oreal's campaign that has... acquired special, or not campaign, but an action that that they have acquired specialist companies in the beauty sector in order to be able to expand on the presence in the multicultural market, like the companies called Soft Sheen and Carol's Daughter in the US and Nili Cosméticos in Brazil. And the question here is that how much of this trend influences your global marketing in Volvo Trucks? Does it? Or if it does, then how is it?
Well, we are not a consumer-based company, as you know, so our marketing is quite different from B2B. But we actually have an approach that we are Swedish. We really believe in promoting our Scandinavian heritage, as do Volvo Cars. You may have seen, you know, the Zlatan commercials and so on. We believe that our brand is anchored in our Swedish heritage. So we've actually even created virals that play on our a bit, you know, actually make jokes of our Swedishness and our cultural differences and so on. But at the same time, we've done more international type, more interesting maybe for the people all over the world, like the Epic Split. You know, you probably know the viral, the Epic Split, where Jean-Claude Van Damme. So we try to do a little bit of everything, but we really are very, all our brand platforms are based in the Scandinavian heritage.
Okay. It's I picked the news because it's important discussions also in Estonia going on about amount of immigrants we could adopt in have in Estonia, and we have a big minority, a Russian minority in Estonia, and it seems to be that there are two different markets, Estonia and Estonia is one of them, and Estonian Russians are the other one. But of course, many of the companies try to do different marketing. But of course, we see also that the problem is that that most of the Estonian Russians speak Estonian very well and understand all the communication. For them, it's a bit weird to see one message in Estonian and the other completely different one in Russian. So there are kind of challenges for Estonian companies, but what I liked also in the comment was that it's not only the heritage that is important. It's about education, about values, about behavior, all the other things also that need to be that we need to pay attention to, not only just the color of the skin or other things.
I think today that people travel a lot, and with the introduction of all the social media and so on, people see what happens around the world, and it's always interesting to see. I've traveled a lot through work, of course, and whether I go to Australia or to the US or to Cape Town, South Africa, and so on, you find that people. You find the same messages. You know, people are dressed in a very similar way. You know, fashion corresponds. You know, if you go into a department store where they sell cosmetics and so on, it's they're quite similar messages. Perhaps China is the one that is a little bit different, but I feel that everything is becoming very global. We have a saying, the same, you should be as local as, you have to respect local habits and culture, of course, and have the greatest respect for that, but the messages are becoming more and more global, I think, today, because of people traveling so much and being able, if they can't travel physically, they can travel over, you know, on the World Wide Web.
Yeah, and I think that one trend also that is supporting is we see here in Estonia a lot of startup companies. And the startups start looking the world globally from the birth, not from the third or fourth or tenth year in the market. So they adopt the global view at the beginning, and they manage well.
Mm. Mm.
Also, yes. not trying to differentiate for every market, but trying to more keep the values as you told that. Whatever the values for them are, they try to keep the values and build on that, not on the cultural differences in every country or every region.
Yes, you have to believe in the foundation of your brand, I think, and promote it like that.
And I think that the development of social media has helped a lot as well, that we use the same channels, despite on in which part of the world we are.